USA Today columnist claims Caitlin Clark's complaints about fouls may trigger white nationalist fans to commit violence against blacks. By Warner Todd Houston on July 23, 2026. USA Today's far-left sports columnist Nancy Armour jumped into her column this week to allege that Caitlin Clark is a danger to queer black women in the WNBA because she enables white nationalists to lynch blacks. Armour spent her July 23 column attacking Caitlin Clark as an instigator of race hate and a dangerous influence on the WNBA because she has finally begun to speak out on the court about the constant physical attacks she suffers at the hands of opponents, who Armour herself admits are mostly black and queer women. The abuse Clark takes is apparently okay as long as it is perpetrated by black and queer players. But Clark better not speak up because that is somehow racist and homophobic. But Armour goes even farther and alleges in her piece that Clark is making it all up and she isn't suffering any abuse at all. It is all just Clark's habit of flopping and faking every nasty push, punch, jab, and face gouge. It's all in Clark's mind, Armour claims. Armour goes on to add that Clark's flopping and faking of injuries is now causing white nationalists to lynch blacks. But just as Clark's flops don't occur behind closed doors, they don't occur in a vacuum either, Armour gravely warned as she came to her accusation that Clark is an instigator of racism. Clark's lies about being injured by other players, Armour says, are meant to stir the white nationalist element. It seems there is a white nationalist element to Clark's fandom that is deeply problematic, made even more so because the WNBA is made up predominantly of black women, many of them queer, the columnist bloviated. She continued her screed claiming, when Clark claims fouls that don't exist, when she goes on profanity-laced tirades at referees, those racists see her as a white woman in need of saving and take matters into their own hands. Then Armour aimed at giving America a history lesson. It shouldn't need reminding this country has an awful history of black people being harmed, even killed, in the name of defending white women, Armour sneered. The WNBA's All-Star Game this weekend is in Chicago, Emmett Till's hometown, and a local art gallery is currently hosting an exhibit imagining his life if he hadn't been lynched. While it's incumbent on the WNBA to do more to protect its players, there also should be an expectation on Clark to recognize the wider consequences of her actions. Did Armour mention that more than 1,000 white people were also lynched during those dark Jim Crow days? Of course not. Did Armour note that more blacks are killed in America's deep blue cities each year today than died during the entire 75-year reign of Jim Crow? Again, no. For a bit of real history, it is estimated that 4,500 blacks were lynched between 1877 and 1950. The general era of Jim Crow laws. The Tuskegee University archives also estimated that 1,297 whites were lynched around the same period. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, mortality data claims that more than 8,000 blacks are murdered annually in America's Democrat-controlled big cities. Armour's intention of smearing Caitlin Clark's fans of being racist, violent, white nationalists is an outrage, especially considering there has been absolutely no reports of even one white person committing violence or crimes using Clark as an excuse. But, in the end, it is the race-baiting Nancy Armour who really needs the history lesson. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.